This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Wellness Wednesday, we're joined by Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. And Ryan, with low milk prices these days, capital investments are not at the top of the list. You're saying one option is housing calves in a stanchion barn.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of opportunity. I mean, now is not the time for capital investments and facility expansions for many farmers. But that doesn't mean that we have to sacrifice on air quality in our calf barns. And more farmers are utilizing, as they get out of stanchion barns and go into a freestall with a parlor setting, they have the stanchion barn space available and want to make use of that space. Stanchion barns can be retrofitted for calf housing extremely successfully. We don't have to suffer with the limitations of poor air quality in there.
So when improving air quality in a stanchion barn, what are some of the options?
We have producers that are using both automatic calf feeder and group housing techniques and rows of individual penning successfully in these retrofitted stanchion barns. And some of the things that you're going to run into with most stanchion barns are relatively low ceiling heights. Many stanchion barns are somewhere between 7 and 8 feet from the floor to the ceiling. And if you have rows of individual penning in the stanchion barns, many of those stanchion barns were designed for tunnel ventilation systems. While that might have worked well when the cows were in there, it is extremely hard to use a tunnel ventilation system in conjunction with rows of individual penning because typically the way that the penning is oriented, each sidewall of that individual calf pen is 4 feet tall and acts as an airflow interrupter. So when we turn on the existing tunnel ventilation system in these stanchion barns, we may move a lot of air and have very nice air quality in the center aisle or 6 feet off the ground. But when you crawl into the individual calf pen itself, there's a lot of stale air there. So one thing that we've recommended is the addition of positive pressure tubes directly over top of the rows of individual penning and blowing straight down.
And your company has the flap duct ventilation positive pressure tube option. That's for both summer and winter, huh?
Yeah, it works really, really nice in retrofitted stanchion barns because in the summer we can blow air straight down into the calf pens, very high volume with very high speeds, and we get it directly into the calf pen itself. And then in the winter, with the same tube and same fan combination, we can redirect that airflow out the top of the tube away from the calf where it'll bounce off the solid ceiling, which would be the bottom of the haymow, and then just gently fall down in the calf pen, again, delivering fresh air into the calf pen itself, but without blowing it towards them. So it's very safe and not drafty, and we're actually blowing air away from the calves in the winter, but still getting fresh air to them. And so the flap duct has really been a game changer when it comes to putting calves in stanchion barns because it affords so much versatility over the older conventional style of positive pressure tube ventilation. It makes stanchion barns a really nice housing option because of the way that we can ventilate them. That's always been the crux of stanchion barns for calves is, yeah, it's a nice space, but how are we going to ventilate it? And when you look at what the flap duct does for ventilating stanchion barns, it removes that component, that problematic component, and just makes it a lot easier.
Any calf raiser out there, regardless of any style of barn that they have or size of farm that they have, really can customize, it sounds like, this to fit their need.
Yeah, we have two main styles that we sell. One are pre-engineered tubes that are just certain lengths and certain diameters made to work with predetermined fans, and you can just like buy them as a kit. And then the other option is the customized option where we would build bags specifically around your farm, pen layout, dimensions, barn restrictions like presence or absence of overhead doors or lighting fixtures, stuff like that. We can customize a bag to work with any barn as well.
Ryan, thanks for the time today. More details about calf barn ventilation at crystalcreeknatural.com.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
House Democrats working on the next relief bill. We'll check in with National Milk's Chris Galen from our nation's capital tomorrow. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.